Test Zion Adoration, Sunday the 16th of February, Rabbi Moshe Schleider, the Menorah and Shulchan.
Morning, everybody. Today we're going to talk about, we'll start off talking about the Menorah and the Shulchan, and the Kesher that the Menorah and the Shulchan have together with each other, and what the Menorah and Shulchan mean to us. Passion for Yaakov, we had it in Truma, and now again the Passion for Yaakov, we've got all the Kalim and the Menorah and the Shulchan. The topic of the Passion of Truma. The Shamto of the Shulchan, the Chutz La Poroiches, and the Menorah Moichach HaShulchan. We see in the Passover that the place of the Menorah was to be Moichach HaShulchan, opposite the Shulchan. From here already, we see that the Menorah has a kesher with the Shulchan. It has a connection with the Shulchan. The Gemara says in Yuma, the Flam of Gimel on the base, that the Mizbeach should have been between the Menorah and the Shulchan. The Gemara says that we didn't put the Mizbeach exactly in between the Menorah and the Shulchan. We moved it slightly away. Why, says the Gemara? Why don't we put the Mizbeach between the Menorah and the Shulchan? Says the Gemara, because it says V'cha Menorah Noichach HaShulchan, the Menorah has to be opposite the Shulchan. Ve'inon D'chazu Ahadadi. We need that the Menorah and the Shulchan should see each other. So here we see that there's a connection between the Menorah and the Shulchan. There's a very interesting Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara says, how high was the Menorah? Because it didn't say in the Torah how high the Menorah was. So the Gemara says that the Menorah was 18 tefachim. The Gemara says the Menorah was 18 tefachim. The Daf Kanim says that there's a Gematria and a Gematria. V'zeh Maisa HaMenorah. V'zeh Gematria 18. V'zeh because it was 18 tefachim. Ask Tosfos there. So Tosfos asks, where's the Makor? Where do we know that the Menorah was 18 tefachim high? Brings Tosfos for Rabbeinu Tam that Tosfos says that the Shulchan was 18 tefachim. So Tosfos, the words of Tosfos is that the Menorah hoisa lecheir al haShulchan. The Menorah was there to be meir al haShulchan, to shine onto the Shulchan. So if the Shulchan is 18 tefachim, so then the Menorah has to be 18 tefachim. That's what Tosfos brings up for Rabbeinu Tam as the Makor, why the Menorah has to be 18 tefachim high. So Tosfos there asks the Kasha, because he says it can't be that the Shulchan was 18 tefachim. Tosfos doesn't mind the chat, but he says that it can't be that this is the Makor because the Shulchan wasn't that high. Tosfos got two different Kashas, and the So in Kachin, in Menachos, he answers Rabbeinu Tam. But anyway, we see again in Rabbeinu Tam that not only was the Shulchan and the Menorah opposite each other, but we see much more. We see that the Menorah was there to shine onto the Shulchan. Where did Rabbeinu Tam get this chiddush from, that the Menorah was there to shine on the Shulchan? The Pasuk says, the Pasha of the Menorah, the Kehila of the Menorah comes in different Pashas. In Truma, the Kehila says that the Heno es Meyoisel, the Heir and Eve Ponel. The Menorah should shine and Eve Ponel. Right? There's also a pasuk in Baloscha, Chaleos, El Mu Pnei HaMenorah. We see that the Menorah should shine El Pneo, El Ponel. So we're used to Rashi's chat. Rashi says that the Heir and Eve Ponel means you had the Menorah, and you had the middle one, and the upper three and the three. Rashi says the Heir and Eve Ponel means that the three, the right three and the left three, should all turn towards the middle. That's how Rashi says it. The Heyal Eina Panel means it should face towards the middle. That's how Rashi learns. El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, they should all face towards the middle of the menorah. That's Rashi's chat. The Rashbam, Pirush Al HaTorah, and the Chizkuni, these are Rishonim, they say no. The Heyer and Eve Panel means that the menorah should shine forward. What's forward? What's in front of the menorah? The Shulchan. So the Rashbam says that here we have a Makor that the menorah should shine towards the Shulchan. The Heyer and Eve Panel means it should shine forward. And the Rashbam brings a riot to this because it says, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Yo'iru Shivach HaMeiros. Shivach HaMeiros. According to Rashi, that all we're trying to learn out from here is that the right and the left one should face towards the middle, then it should have said Yahiru Shoshis HaMeiros. Why does it say Shivach HaMeiros? Says Serge Baum, from here we have a raya that the menorah has to shine forward onto the Shulchan. And that's where Rabbi Natan got his Makor from. Rabbi Natan says, oh, you want to know how we know how high the menorah should be? We know, because we know how high the Shulchan was. It was 18 tefachim. And the menorah was there to shine onto the Shulchan. So from there we know that the menorah also had to be 18 tefachim. That's Pshat and Tosfos in Menachos. With the Rashbam and the Chizkuni. We've learned now that there's a connection between the menorah and the Shulchan, and the menorah is there to shine on the Shulchan. Let's say Gemara in Baba Bashar of Chofer on the base. Gemara teaches us a very interesting lesson about the menorah and the Shulchan, and what the menorah and Shulchan mean to us, and what hashpah do we get from the menorah and the Shulchan. Because the Gemara says like this, Omar Yitzchak, Horotze Sheyachkin Yadrim V'Sheyashe Yatzpin. The simone shulchan betofen in the noyah begon, which Rashi learns there like this: haroitze sheyachkin yadrin, referring to somebody who's davening. Which direction should he face when he's davening? So the Gemara says haroitze sheyachkin. If he wants to become clever, which is referring to chokhmas haTorah, which is referring to Torah, if a person wants to, he wants to learn, he wants to understand Torah. Yadrim. He should face towards the Dorim. Haroitze sheyashe. If somebody wants to become wealthy, Hanosa. Yatzkin. He should face towards the Tofen. And the Gemara brings us a simon, a mushroom. Simon. Menoira, says the Gemara, with the Dorim. The Shulchan the Tofen. Right? So from here, we learn out. So if you face these directions, if you face the direction of the menorah, then you have chokhmah. If you face the direction of the shulchan when you daven, then you have parnasa. That's the Gemara. Now the Kadmonim already explained to us, the Kadmonim explained, why is it that when you face that direction, so then you have chokhmah, and when you face the direction of the shulchan, you have ashiras, and they say that since the menorah was in Dorim and the shulchan was in Tzofen, from there we got the hashpah of Torah. From the menorah we have the hashpah of Torah, and from the shulchan we got the shefa of gashmias. We got ashiras, we got gashmias, we got parnasa from the shulchan. So if somebody's davening and he wants to receive that shefa, so whichever direction he faces, that's the shefa he's going to get. Menorah is chokhma, menorah is Torah, and shulchan is parnasa, shulchan is gashmir. Let's explain a little bit why is menorah Torah. So Rabbi Nageshon says on the Gemara there, because we know that Torah, ruchnias, all these things are always referred to as the light. Kiner mitzvah, the Torah oil. Kiner mitzvah, the Torah oil. So the menorah was symbolized, the menorah was the hashpah of the light of Torah, of mitzvahs, of ruchnias, so somebody who wants Chochmas HaTorah, he faced there, when he got that hashpot, Beis HaLevi brings the pasuk in Kehelet, Chochmas Adam Torah Ponov. We see that Chochmah also has to do with the light. You can see how somebody says Chochmah, Chochmas Adam Torah Ponov. The menorah was in the Dorim, and there's a few interesting gemaras. The gemara talks about Ziknei Dorim. Ziknei Dorim were the elders of the of Dorim, elders of the Negev, and they were big Talmid Chachamim in the gemara because they had the hashpah of Dorim and they had the hashpah of the menorah, which was the hashpah of Chochmah. There's a gemara in Chulin, there's a gemara in Yivamis. It talks about anyone who's learned Kachim will know that Kachim Zvachim Daf Chafteis is a very complicated figure there. Two black and Ziknei Dorim, very complicated, big Chachma there. Ziknei Dorim, we used to comment also that Alexander Mikdom, Alexander the Great, he asked great shilas of wisdom to the Ziknei Dorim. Because in Dorim was the menorah, and in Dorim that's where there was Ashpah of Chachma and Atariah. Beis HaLevi also explains why the Shulchan was the Hashpah of Gashmir. But he says that on the Shulchan was the Lechem HaPanim. Lechem, bread, Lechem is Hanasa. Lechem, Shulchan, this was all the Hashpah of Gashmir. So that's what the Gemara says there. Aroitza Shiyachkin, Yadrim, the Simonich, and the Gemara says the Shulchan is talking about the Dawn. Once we've seen what the menorah was the Shefa of Ruchnias, was the Hashpah of Ruchnias to us, and the Shulchan was the Hashpah of Gashmias, perhaps we can understand a little deeper a pasuk that the Gemara brings there, that Gemara in Baal Basra, the Gemara brings a pasuk to do with the menorah and the Shulchan. It's a familiar pasuk this. Oyrech Yamin Yemina with the Smoila Oishav HaChavayt. Right? And the Gemara doesn't explain, but maybe we'll explain nicely how this pasuk fits in to the menorah and the Shulchan. Oirech Yamin Yemina with the Smoila Oishav HaChavayt. What does it mean, Oirech Yamin? Oirech Yamin means Arichas Yamin. Oirech Yamin, we should have Arichas Yamin. Oirech Yamin, Arichas Yamin. The Maral in Derech Chaim, in Perikei, says, as Oirech Yomim means Oilam Haba. It means Oilam Haba, because that's when we have Yomim, that's Oilam Haba, is the real Yomim. Interesting, it doesn't bring them a Koran, the Maral, but I found that it's a Medrash Rabbah and Pashas Bereishis. The Medrash says, Oirech Yomim b'imina u'b'smayla Aisha v'chavai, Oirech Yomim b'imina l'afid lavoi, Oilam Haba. B'smayla Aisha v'chavai, Oilam Haze. So we see that Oirech Yomim is Oilam Haba, and b'smayla Aisha v'chavai, where's Aisha v'chavai? Aisha v'chavai is in this world. We have the Yomim, Oilam Haba, and b'smayla we have Aisha v'chavai. Sassan, let's bring down few times the Zoya, and the Zoya also comes from the Zoya. The same thing. Oirech Yomim, and the Zoya says, why is Oirech Yomim called Olam Haba? Because those are days. Other no days, those are days. Those are the real days, the Zoya says. Inun Yomim Bakoyim. Those are the real days. Oirech Yomim means Olam Haba. The Smoila Oisha Bechavai means Olam Haba. And that's what the Medrash says. The Gemara that so when the Gemara talks about Dorim and Tzofim, right? The Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says that Dorim is the side, is the right side. Tzofim is the left side. It's really whichever way you're facing. If you came into the Beis Hamikdash, then it was the other way around, right? If you came into the Beis Hamikdash, then it was the menorah was on your left, and the Shulchan was on your right. But I suppose everything goes according to the Kodesh Kachin, because that was the center. Chazal tell us the Prince Kochim was in the center of the world. And from there, everything came out. So if you're standing from the Kodesh Kochim, which is in the center, so then Dorim, the Menorah, is on your right, and the Shulchan is on your left. So going with that Gemara, from the Kodesh Kochim. From the Kodesh Kochim, the Menorah is on your right, and the Shulchan is on your left. And that's the Gemara there. The Gemara there goes with this, that always Dorim, which the Menorah was in Dorim, is on the right, and the Shulchan, which is on Tophen, is on the left. We said that the Menorah was the Shefa of Ruchnis. It was the Shefa of Torah, Mitzvahs. It was the Ruchnis that could part of our lives. It was the Shulchan was the Shefa of the Gashmis. It was the Gashmis that could part of our lives. Oirech Yomim B'Yemino. On the right, the Menorah was on the right. On the right we have Oirech Yomim, because that's where we have Torah and Mitzvahs, and that's what gives us Olam Haba. That's our life of Oirech Yomim. Oirech Yomim, the life of Olam Haba, is the Yemina, on the right. Ubismayla, and on the left, what do we have on the left? We have the Shulchan. The Shulchan of the Shefa Parnasa, of Gashmir. Ubismayla, Oishev v'Chavoyd. Will be smaller. Oishev v'chavod is referring to the shulchan, which was the shefa, which gave us oishev v'chavod in this world. Let's go on to. What is that thing? The Chasemes says in a few places, and it's also brought down in the Maral, that Yemin, right and left, the right is always the Ikka. The right is always the main hand. Even when we do things, we do it with our right hand. The left is always Tophel Le'Yemin. It's the left is, how do you say, Tophel? It's not secondary. I asked yesterday if you were secondary. Right. It's Tophel means it's there to help Le'Yemin. Right? That's what the left is. We know that the left is the weaker hand. Yodcha, we learn from Yad Keo, we put fill in on the Yad Keo, which is the weaker hand. Left always symbolizes weakness, and it serves the right. So the Chasam says that also in the Beis HaMikdash, we had on the right, we had the Menorah. The Menorah was Ruchnius, was Torah, Mitzvah. And we have on the left, Oishev v'Chavod, and on the right, which is the main part of our lives, as Yidden, we have Torah, Mitzvah. That's our main part of our life. We have Torah, Mitzvah, that's the Menorah, it's on the right. And on the left, we have Oishev v'Chavod, we have Gashmius. There's a Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma says like this, when it refers to the Menorah, Ba'aloyshchas HaMeiros. Zeh she'oma ha'koshuv, Hashem chofet leman tzidkoi, Yagdil Torah v'yadi. When it's referring to lighting the Menorah, which the Menorah refers to Ner Mitzvah, the Torah refers to Torah and Mitzvah, Yagdil Torah V'Yadid. Where do we know this passage from? From the Maimon Chazal, well, very well known. Arok HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nizakei Ses Yisrael, Tufichah Chir Balem Torah Mitzvah, Shenema, Hashem Chofet Leman Tzidkoi, Yagdil Torah V'Yadid. He gave us Torah Mitzvah, which is a wonderful scripture. The Goyim look at this world, let's call it the world of Shmuel, the world of Oishev v'Chavod. They look at it as if it's the Tachlis by itself. Right? They don't know about the world to come, they don't know about Olam Haba, they don't want Zeicha to have Torah Mitzvahs. This is the world, and that's it. We have, Baruch Hashem, we have this world, and we have together with the Oishev v'Chavod in this world, we also have the Menorah shining, we also have the world of Torah and Mitzvahs. And So that's what the Medrash is bringing here. The Halifat HaNeiros. Neiros is Neir Mitzvah of Torah. It's this whole aspect of Torah and Mitzvah that we have the schus to do in this world. The Medrash says, Hashem covers the man Tidkoi Yagdil Tariyadi. Because both wanted to be Mezakah. He wanted to give us the privilege of doing Torah Mitzvahs. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Lo Bishvil Shani Torah LeNeiros Shavos HaBedom. Not because I need the light. I don't need the light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the light himself. So why am I telling you to light the menorah? Ela Kedei LeZakoysam. Because I want to give you the schusim of doing Torah Mitzvahs. And by lighting the menorah, that's the whole inning of Torah and Mitzvahs. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us these mitzvahs as a schus. Hashem covers the man Tidko Yagda Toriyadi. Very interesting that the Medrash brings a raya. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it and it's for us? The menorah is for us. Teidale. So kisha adam bo nebayis, oysa le chaleimos, tzoros mi bachutz, and chavos mi bachnim. When a person builds a house, so he normally makes that the windows are tzoros mi bachutz, narrow on the outside, the chavos mi bachnim, and wide on the inside, because we want the light to project in, to come in, and inside the window widens, so then the light can shine and light up the whole room. But when Shlomo made the Beis HaMikdash, he made it exactly opposite. He made that from inside it was narrow and from outside it was wide. Because he wanted to show that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't need the light of the menorah. I want the light of the menorah to shine out. I want that Klal Yisrael, the Yidden, should have the light of the menorah. I want the Yidden to have the hashpah of Torah Mitzvahs. I want the Yidden to have this life of Torah Mitzvahs of Erech Yomim, and he wants to be Mezakah with Erech Yomim with Olam Haba. Perhaps, this is, we said before, Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi learns, that Mul Pnei HaMenorah meant that the light should shine towards the middle of the menorah. We said that the Rashbam and the Chizkuni, the Tosfos and the Nachos, learned that the menorah and the Shulchan had a connection together, and the menorah had to shine onto the Shulchan. That's our Pidrush. This is an understanding. Because as we said, we've got in our lives Olam Hazeh and we've got Olam Haba, and we have both together. We have pleasure in this world and we have the Torah Mitzvahs as well, and the Torah Mitzvahs, the menorah, shines on the Shulchan because we have this combination, this wonderful combination of this world and also Torah Mitzvahs, which is the world to come. That is the connection between the menorah and the Shulchan, and the menorah is there to shine on the Shulchan and to show us this combination of menorah and Shulchan, of the Gashmius and the Ruchnius that we have in this world. Then it is, but it's a wonderful thing. We have this world and we have the world to come. We have a beautiful Shabbos. We eat, we drink, we enjoy life as well, just like the Goyim, right? But we also have Ma'asis. But we also have Torah Mitzvot. We also have Torah Mitzvot. And it's a very interesting thing. The Goyim can look back and say, well, you should just be doing Torah Mitzvot. Why are you enjoying life? And I just want to say over a very interesting Tanya de Be'er Yom. I think we'll end off with this. Very interesting Tanya de Be'er Yom. But this question already that the Goyim asked, why are you enjoying life as well? If you're a religious student, you should just do those Torah Mitzvot. This question, Esav already asked Yaakov. And it's a ton of the Be'eliyahu, very, very interesting ton of the Be'eliyahu, written by Eliyahu HaNavi, and it says like this, Omer Rabbi Seinu, our Rebbe said, when Yaakov and Esav were still in their mother, Omer Yaakov le'Esav, Yaakov said to Esav, Esav Ochi, Shnei Achim Anachnu La'Avinu. Yaakov says to Esav, we are two brothers. U'shnei Olamos Yesh Befaneinu. And there are two worlds in front of us. Olam Hazeh v'Olam Havo. There are two worlds. There's this world and the world to come. And they're two brothers, and they've got to split the Yerusha. Olam Hazeh and Olam Havo. Olam Hazeh, this world, yesh lo achila, usfiya, masa matan, it's got food and drinking, business, lots of isha, olam banim, family life, it's really enjoyable. But olam Havo, okay. Olam Havo, if you wanna go with that life, then you don't have all of this. If you want, pick. He gave Esau first choice. You pick. And obviously, we know that Esau took the world of Olam Hazeh, and Yaakov took the world of Olam Haba. Says the Tani Beilio, Uminayim Shekelu, how do you know that this conversation took place? Shenema, Vayoyma Esau Lachi, when he was telling the Bechorah to Esau, he says, Michra Kayoyim Eftecheros Choli. Michra Kayoyim, sell it like the day. Which day? Michra, sell your Bechorah to me like the day. Says the Tani Beilio, Kayoyim Hazeh. Like that day that we spoke about this deal, that you're going to take Olam Hazeh, and I'm going to take Olam Haba, so sell me the Bechorah, because Bechorah means serving the Beit HaMikdash, it means the life of Torah and Mitzvah, sell it to me. That's how the Medrash Talmid Reli Olam Cha Micha Kayoim, like that day, we had a deal. You're going to take Olam Hazeh, and I'm going to take Olam Haba. Fine. But also Shah, Esau took his Chalik. Now, says the Talmud Reli Olam, Shabbat Yaakov is Esau Lavan. When Yaakov met Esau the first time there, the Pasha for Yishlach, Lo Esau, Sheyesh Le Yaakov, Noshim, Bonim, Vavodim, Veshvachos, he sees Yaakov coming along with the whole Olam Hazeh. What's going on? He's got Noshim, Avodim, Kesed Azov, money, he has a lot. So Esau says to Yaakov, I don't understand, you broke the deal. You used to, we had a deal. I'm going to have Olam Hazeh and you're going to have Olam Hazeh. What's going on? You've got everything here. Loma ata mishtamish v'nene min advorim shal Olam Hazeh kemoisi. Oma lo Yaakov le'isov. Ve hama'at ha'lechus shenosa li Hashem l'ishtamish bo'y lefi yatsoy ha'shevi bo'y Olam Hazeh. Shenem ha'vi yisro eina v'yayat ha'noshim v'yoyme niyeh l'eloch v'yoyme ha'yelodim ha'shechon ha'lelikim ha'shavdecho. Yaakov answered back to Esau, that even though I have Olam Haba, but I've also got Olam Hazeh. Because I use them together, I have Olam Hazeh, and I have this blend of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And I'm also allowed to enjoy life, but if I use it also to Torah Mitzvah, Shabbos, children, family, if you bring out the family, Yiddish family, Shabbos, we eat, all the pleasures that we have in the Yiddish life, right? But if we're also doing it for Torah Mitzvah, we're also doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then we're also allowed to. We have both the worlds. We have the world of Smol, the world of the Shulchan. The Shulchan was Parnasa, Gashmiyot, Olam Hazeh. We have the world of Smol, and we also have the world of Yamin, of Menorah. So we have this combination where the Menorah shines on the Shulchan, and we both work hand in hand. May we be Zoycha to the Ashpa of both the Shulchan and the Menorah, the Ashpah of Ruchnias of Meir Mitzvah v'Torah, and the Ashpah of Gashmias, and we'll be zeichah to not only Oisha v'Chavod in this world, but Oirech Yomim in the world to come.